You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And it's time to introduce my first and only guest for today. We've got Mr. Toby Mills from the band Feed the System. He's coming through to talk about the band's latest and probably final EP, Hello Plus Goodbye. Morena, Toby, you're coming to us live from Wanaka. How are you doing and how is Wanaka?
I'm great, thanks. It's a little bit overcast here, but overall pretty good weather.
Nice. Is there a lot to do around Wanaka at this time of year?
Yeah, I mean, we've just had the massive influx of tourists, so we're all kind of just recovering from that. but yeah, it's still usually hot enough to go in the lake, and yeah, for us, it's just preparing ourselves for school next week.
Damn, this is the last week of school holidays?
It is, yeah. Nice. Got stationery right beside me here.
Hell yeah. Dude, shopping for stationery is such a fun time. I remember doing it in high school and it just being like a really cool experience. I don't know why. Is that nerdy? Is that lame?
Oh, personally, I hate it. It reminds me that I've got to actually focus and go to school in a week or two.
Not a fan of high school?
I mean, I don't mind it when I'm there, but it's just the build-up of, and the sort of pressure coming out of the school holidays and into school. It's just horrible.
The anticipation can be very, very draining. What have you done in your school holidays? What have you been up to?
Oh, I've gone away a couple times with the fam. I've just been mainly staying around here and hang out with some friends. And then obviously with this release, just knuckling down and getting some stuff done to try and get out there.
Yeah, hell yeah. And we'll speak on that release very shortly. You're in a band called Feed the System. Are we feeding the system? Are we feeding it some sweet treats? What's the go there?
Oh, yeah, well, you know, we've had that question before and people saying, thought the system was down or whatever. I don't know. What are we feeding it? I reckon it's a printer, I reckon we're just putting ink in the printer machine, mm-hmm. What was that? It was a name that came up when we were trying to think of one, and I think my dad was talking about feeding the machine and getting some food in me before a big race or something, and I was like, feed the machine, but I was like an avid, I still am, Rage Against Machine fan, and so I was like, it's a bit too close, so just change machine to system.
Yeah, that's very fair. I actually had a question about Rage Against the Machine because Warren Maxwell of Trinity Roots and the Little Bushman said that Feed the System sounds like Joy Division meets Rage Against the Machine, but your own unique sound. So you've said that you're a big fan of Rage Against the Machine, but are you a big fan of Joy Division as well?
That's definitely more dad. I've not heard too much of this stuff, but I can listen to a few tracks, but then I kind of need to listen to some more straight down the line rock because I find sometimes it gets a little bit experimental for me.
fair enough. Ian, yeah. I can't remember his name, but Ian's moaning can be a little bit tiresome if you're not in the mood for it. I totally understand that.
I think they're incredible musicians though, and totally respect them.
I think it's really cool that after New Order collapsed, the band kind of re-emerged with... The Joy Division became New Order, which is awesome. Fantastic. And they're more, I guess, straight down the line, kind of more poppy, rocky vibe. Like Blue Mondays, what a tune. Anyway, how is the Wanaka music scene going? I mean, I've been hosting this breakfast program for about 8 or 7 months, and in my time I've come across some really, really compelling Wanaka tunes. So how's it doing?
It's amazing, really. We've just had a massive, I think, $60 million upgrade to the school, a lot of which has gone into our new music department, and it's incredible. We've got an amazing music teacher, shout out to Matt Doyle. He gets funding for any gear imaginable, from like a theremin to a massive grand piano. And so he's kind of, him and Lynn Christie have kind of set it up super well, just getting people into music. And then we've got people like Powder Shoots who have just gone and done a couple of massive shows in TSB Arena and Spark Arena and with Highly Suspect. And they're just doing amazingly, about to release a new album. And we get music coming through, and we've got the Yummy Summit, which happens every other year, where we get a bunch of well-known and well-respected New Zealand musicians coming in and tutoring us. And it's a real cool vibe, and there's lots of talent, and I think it's definitely something to look out for.
And it seems like there's quite a rocky kind of vibe there as well.
Totally, yeah. We've got lots, like you say, lots of rock, and then with, you know, every year with RockQuest, it's just seeing that kind of blows my mind, because you get new acts every year that you've never seen before just come in and just like wipe out the whole thing, and it's amazing. It's real fun to be part of.
Hell yeah. Now, this new EP release is kind of a bittersweet moment, because you're putting out this EP, but you're also disbanding. How is everyone feeling?
I think we're feeling good, really. We kind of said that over the last few months, we've kind of lost our spark, but we've created over the last 4 years some awesome music, and so even though we decided to break up, we're like, actually, let's just record this EP and get our five top tracks done, and we're super happy with what we've got. We've got some CDs made, and we've had super positive feedback. So even though it is sad that we're kind of ending, we know that it's time, and it's pretty cool that we've ended it with getting some really cool music recorded.
Speaking of the recording, it was recorded in Otipoti, Dunedin at Southlink Studios. Why record in Dunedin and not in Wanaka or somewhere else in Central?
To be entirely honest, we got that recording free through Southlink Education Trust, and with Nick Rowan down there, we'd heard such good things, and we know that he'd work with people like she had, and he'd like a whole, so we just kind of, it was a no-brainer. We've got a few studios around here, but nothing incredible unless you go to Christchurch mainly, or Invercargill. And so we just were like, actually, let's go down there, and it was totally worth it. We're super stoked with how it sounds, and it was a super fun experience.
Hell yeah. I talked to someone from Southlink Studios a while ago about that very program, the free studio hours, which is so cool. Provides such an opportunity, eh?
It's amazing. I was kind of when our music teacher Matthew Doyle he mentioned it to us, I was just kind of blown away that we can get that, and it was kind of going into it as like a little bit apprehensive of, you know, free studio time, is it going to be good quality, what's the final product going to be, but it's an incredible studio space, and the final product of what we've got is just, it's incredible, and to be able to get that for free through this trust is just, it's quite special, really.
Super special. I want to touch on the track, the last track on the EP, Generations, which is actually one of our hit picks on the Top 11 Countdown this week that I announced today. It's really, really awesome. You've got some really interesting lyrics here when you say, the freedom is gone with the choice to decide. It's a choice that gives but doesn't survive. And before that, you say that there are people and places dying for you, as well as a line about world peace. Am I on the money that you're making a kind of statement about the fragility of liberal democracies?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a more fancy way of putting it. But yeah, it's always been a thing, and going back to Rage Against the Machine, super politically involved, and the first few songs that we made when we were year 7 and year 8, we had like these four super high pitched voices, and mine was the one who was talking about people dying and super angry sort of stuff, just because I've been listening to that. But it's always been a thing, and while a lot of the focus on my songs and when I'm lyric writing has changed, it's definitely still a thing. And so writing those lyrics was really nice to be able to kind of embrace that. And I think that, yeah, it's just like Rage or any other protest band, it was relevant when it was written, but it's still so relevant. And I think it probably always will be, sadly.
Yeah, for sure. It seems that way. The world can be a cruel place sometimes, but it's our job to make it a better place, as I like to believe. I think you do too. I like how there's quite a variety of moods and topics on here. I think there's one song on here that covers addiction, which I thought was quite profound. And there were a few other that were just more straightforward, kind of rocky cuts. But this is like a top five tracks for y'all. How do you choose what tracks you wanted to record?
Yeah, good question. Well, we've made, like I said, we've been together for 4 years, so we've made a lot of songs, and we kind of cut the first maybe 1 or 2 years out of it just because that was us getting to know each other, and they're pretty average songs, but
rusty.
yeah, definitely, and straight like power chords and awkward transitions. I guess deciding it was definitely we wanted kind of, we've done lots of different genres within the rock category, and we kind of wanted one from each sort of area. So it starts off with a slightly funky rock and then straight down the line and poppier rock, softer rock, and then sort of with Generations, as you're saying, a little bit kind of a little bit different, sort of don't really know the style of that one, but just kind of showing a bit of everything that we've made, and definitely I think they're the top tracks and they're the ones that mean the most to us.
Mm-hmm. What do you think you've learned from each other and for you in particular about your own musicianship and being in a band? What has that taught you?
I think it's taught me definitely to be patient with other people, and that sometimes even if you don't think that someone else's idea is going to work as well as yours, definitely, like, if we're playing around with a song and that we've made and our guitarist is like, oh, I want to do this here, and we're like, oh, but why don't you try this instead? And, you know, it's just like, hear me out. And sometimes actually hearing someone out can make something sound really cool and good things can come of it. So definitely, yeah, actually listening to other people's ideas, because it's awesome to be able to, at the end of the day, look back on a song and go, oh, this worked really well when we decided to do this instead of that.
Mm-hmm. You don't want a situation where there's a George Harrison who's just getting snubbed all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
No one wants to be George Harrison. I want to thank you for your time and coming on the program. I just got a couple more questions. I want to know, what are you all doing next? I mean, you're thinking of moving to England, which is a pretty big decision. Your other bandmates looking to form a new band? Are you looking to form a new band?
The other three, they've all got a separate project going on, which is cool. I think most of us would either like to try to pursue a career in music, or even if we aren't pursuing it, definitely at university try and still hold on to the music and be in a band. I've got some other stuff going. I do a bit of drumming as well, and so I've got that. But I think I'm on to some probably solo project now. I'm really enjoying that and just nice. Exploring myself as a musician. I think in the future I'll definitely keep it up, though. I really enjoy being part of the music scene. I think it's so inclusive and such a great outlet.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And my last question, it's very irreverent and silly, but is Skibbity Toilet a big thing in your high school?
I think it is for the year 7 and 8, and the rest of us just use it to make fun of them. I don't ever use it because I think that it is a little bit lame, but no, it is sadly very much a thing.
Like, is that whole brain rot thing, is that like pretty prominent with your year group at all, or are you guys like pretty ass and stuff?
If people use it, it's just to make fun of it. I don't think anyone actually uses it seriously, thank goodness, but definitely in some of the other years they do.
Crack up. Well, that's good to know, because I feel like an old person, so it's good to know what the kids are doing. Thank you very much for coming on the program today, Toby. It was fantastic chatting with you, and I can't wait to see what you do in the future.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you very much. All right, folks. That was Toby Mills from the band Feed the System. We're going to play their track Mirrors from their new EP, Hello Goodbye, which you can find all over the internet. Mirrors is the first track, and it's a bit of a fast-paced, little heavy groover. So let's hear it. Mirrors with from Feed the System. You're listening to the Adju Breakfast Program on Radio 1. We'll have Kai Time and News up next. Here we go.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.